Welcome to Connected Roots, educational insights for a better world. This podcast is a collective effort brought to you by the Humane Education Coalition. Connected Roots features inspiring interviews and stories from experts in the field of humane education. I'm your host, Megan Moon, president and founder of the Humane Education Coalition. We are an international alliance for collective impact. Our mission is to advance the field of humane education for the betterment of all living things. We collaborate with partners in the human rights, environmental ethics, and animal protection sectors to achieve common goals, support their work, and foster respect and compassion among their constituents. Learn more at hecoalition.org. On episode 4, we welcome Shilpa Jain, Executive Director of YES. YES connects, inspires, and collaborates with young changemakers in building thriving, just, and sustainable ways of life for all. They help young leaders to create deepened alignment between their core values, their lives, relationships, and social impact. Through events, jams, a robust website, and a support network for young leaders from more than 65 nations, YES is helping a generation to bring visionary leadership to the transformation of our world. Shilpa, thank you for joining us today on Connected Roots.
Thanks so much. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Great. So tell me more about YES. What is the organization's story?
Sure. YES is a 28-year-old social profit organization based in the U.S. It started in 1990 with some teenagers who, at the time, the president's wife, Nancy Reagan, was starting a campaign called Just Say No. And these young people said, that's not good enough for us. We need something to say yes to. And so YES started with the positive vision and mission and excitement of youth. It started as Youth for Environmental Sanity. And this group of young people from California created a presentation to raise awareness around environmental issues for young people around the country. Well, in the first 5 years, they reached about 500,000 people and realized that as they toured around the country and sharing environmental issues, that young people wanted to go deeper than what a couple-hour presentation could do. And also that there were a lot of other factors, race, class, gender, sexuality, nationality, so many things that were playing into people's experience of what the environment even is. And so in the mid-90s, YES switched gears and started hosting summer camp, still with an environmental focus and still to kind of develop youth leadership, but allowed to go deeper. A few years after that, realized that there were now young people in leadership in environmental movements and social justice work in education. And so switched gears again in the late 90s and started hosting jams. The spirit of a jam is really the idea of co-creation and all of the different people coming together, change makers coming together around personal, interpersonal, and systemic transformation. And since 2000, let's call it, YES is really focused on bringing together, connecting, inspiring, and collaborating with change makers for thriving, just, and sustainable ways of life for all.
So many attendees at YES Jams have described their experience as transformative and life-changing. They've said it is about connecting to others and practicing love, creating a better world, and developing meaningful strategies for change making. How do you describe a jam? And, you know, what impact do you think it is making for those you serve?
Well, jam actually comes from the spirit of a musician's jam, the idea that everyone's voice matters and that by listening to one another, we're going to create something that's never been created before. In the YES Jam, what that is about really bringing together people's stories, their questions, their struggles, their hopes, their visions, their fears, their challenges, and working through those as individuals in a collective together. I think what I often talk about with the jam is that it's an effort to build culture in the world, to build a culture and build the world we want to see, which is one based in respect and love and mutual care, generosity, kindness, compassion. And the idea that in experiencing that and by shifting the way we interact together, we can actually bring forth our best selves and bring forth more of our deeper wisdom and our power, as well as impact the world differently. And so the kinds of organizations and movements and initiatives that people are taking after a jam become much stronger and meaningful. People find new kinds of partners through the jam. They are more willing to build bridges, especially across divides, social divides of race, class, gender, the ones I named before, sexuality, nationality, religion. People are more willing to tap into their wholeness and their whole power, the spirit of their soul, of their ancestors, their own magic. People are willing also to have a bigger vision and also connect the dots and see how the different pieces of their work and others' work are intertwined and are serving the whole. And I think in a way, sometimes I describe the jam as a practice ground for the world we want to see, the hard work and the beautiful play that it is to get there. I also think about it as an embodied experience of beloved community in a time when people are really longing for what is community and how do we build it? How do we build communities that work? How do we work through conflicts together in meaningful ways? How do we strengthen as a whole and build webs of support and reciprocity? So there are different ways that I would describe it, but the impacts have all been really profound, both in terms of personal transformation as well as communal depths and people being able to learn and grow and heal together. And then onwards, going forward, being able to integrate a lot of the jam experience into their existing initiatives or to start new ones that are rooted in collaboration, cooperation, community, and rooted in a deeper sense of self and purpose.
That is just tremendous. Where can I sign up?
Well, you can go to our website. We have a number of jams coming up. I didn't mention we have three kinds of jams overall. Some of our programs are place-based programs, which is that they bring together people from a particular geographic location that is as diverse as the country of Pakistan or Egypt or a city like Toronto or New York or a region like the Middle East or North America. We also have programs that are sector-based programs to bring together people from a diversity of geographies but who share a common sector. So arts and social change for artist activists, law and social change for lawyers and legal advocates. We have an education transformation jam for people working on building things in the education movement and many other such thematic programs. And then our third kind of program is identity-based jams. So sharing a common identity like the LGBTQ queer jam, Black diaspora jam. We're working on an Asian American Pacific Islander jam that's coming up in the fall. And also even a Nova Scotia Gaelic jam. A whole variety of programs are available and you can see them on our website, yesworld.org.
Excellent. Let's talk about the YES Facilitation Manual, Connecting, Inspiring, and Collaborating with Changemakers. I know it is a very valuable resource available on your website. What can listeners find in the manual?
Oh, there's so much in the manual. The manual is over 20 years of YES camp and jam experiences. And we published this latest edition in 2014. So there's been 4 more years. I could probably double the size of it right now. It currently has 200 plus activities and resources, everything from ways to kind of set up a container that enables deep dialogue and learning and community. It has a lot of tools and practices for that kind of dialogue, building partnerships, one-on-one activities, a lot of cooperative games, activities for diving into some of the more challenging conversations around race and class and gender. There are a whole bunch of activities around thinking about integration, taking things home, building support systems, personal visioning, collective visioning, a whole range of things. And so, yes, it's quite a resource. It's quite a tome. It weighs a kilo, the printed version. So it's a heavy, hefty book, but it's chock full of great things. And we're really delighted to see people using it in all kinds of contexts and being able to find resources for meeting a lot of different needs, whether those are needs for resolving conflicts or building a different kind of community or really having some tough dialogues. It has lots and lots of things. I'm having fun, all of those things.
It seems like such a remarkable collection of diverse resources, kind of covering so many different issues.
it's really an honor. It comes from so many sources of work, so many incredible organizations and partners along the way. All of the jams work through partnership, and so every jam is put on by a diverse team of people. And so the number of people over the years, we're almost 30 years old, so lots and lots of mentors and elders and partners and facilitators who've all contributed into that manual. So it's really quite rich, and we're delighted to share it with folks.
Wonderful. So what's coming up for YES? Do you have any events you could share with our listeners?
Absolutely. We have several jams coming up. The one that I think would probably be most meaningful for the audience here would be the North America Leadership Jam. That's a week-long program that happens in California in the Bay Area, bringing together a diversity of leaders from around the North American continent and from a variety of sectors: environmental, educational, social justice, human rights, immigration, all kinds of things. There is the first ever Wellness and Healing Justice Jam for social workers, therapists, counselors, folks in the healing arts of all kinds. We're coming up, we have the Toronto Jam for people based in Toronto, in that area. We have a Mexico Jam coming up in Spanish that will be outside of Mexico City in Malinalco. There is a jam coming up in Turkey for arts and social change, and the Asian American Pacific Islander Jam coming up. Those are some things coming up this year, and we'll have a lot more for next year. So stay tuned for all of that.
And as we wrap up here, Shilpa, do you have any words of wisdom to share with the changemakers who are tuning in? Anything they can use to benefit their work or share with the young people they teach?
Oh, so many things that I could share, but I guess what's really coming to me right now is the real vital importance of staying in our hearts and our spirits. There's so much happening in the world right now, and a lot of tremendous struggle and pain and grief. And to be able to express that and to find sources of support and community support around that, I think might be some of the most vital work we can do right now, is to create spaces for our true selves, our support, to receive support, to give support to one another, and to really let go of whatever isolation is part of some of change-making work, and really dive into what it is to give and receive together, to be together in our grief and to be together in our hope, and that they go together. So to just invite that forward for whoever's listening, and to know that there are many, many people out there who are holding that space, who are open to that kind of engagement, and are in their hearts and spirits with you.
That's lovely. Thank you for sharing. It has been wonderful spending time with you today, Shilpa. We are thrilled to partner with YES and to collaborate with many mutual goals of social change, sustainability, transformative learning. Thank you so much for joining us on Connected Roots.
You're so welcome, and thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be with the Humane Education Coalition and deepen together in the years to come.
Learn more about YES and all their events by visiting their website at yesworld.org. You can also find them on Facebook at the handle YES Community and Twitter at the handle YES Changemakers. This concludes our episode of Connected Roots. Thanks for tuning in. Visit or subscribe to our podcast at hecoalition.org/podcast for news, heartfelt stories, educational experiences, and magical moments of kindness from changemakers around the world. Please also consider sponsoring our podcast. Your sponsorship allows us to continue this educational program for our global network of listeners who rely on the resources we share. Contact the Humane Education Coalition at give@hecoalition.org for details. Thanks again for listening to Connected Roots, and thank you for all you do to create a more compassionate, just, and sustainable world.